Yo, what's good? It's JR the Boss Man here from the Boss Man Show, BS3 TV Believe Network, here bringing you your Braves recap. Hey, yay, we back at it. Braves recap. And the Braves win the final game of a 5-game series with the Miami Marlins 7-1 today here at Truist Park. Atlanta Braves got an offensive explosion again today. Marcelo Ozuna again with a 3-run homer like he did the other night. Michael Harris got a home run today late, extending the lead. Matt Olson had a home run as well. Jurickson Profar doubled in Nacho Alvarez, and also Profar scored on a wild pitch to have 7 runs for your Braves today. Joey Wentz only gave up 1 run today on 88 pitches and 5 1/3 innings today. So the Braves had 9 hits. The Marlins pretty much were shut down today. They said the Marlins had 6 hits, but Joey Wentz only gave up 4 of those hits and 1 on the run. 88 pitches, and he talked about after the game the opportunity he has with the Braves. And Snit talked about how he's throwing strikes. He's been a pitcher, and there was opportunity here. So Joey Wentz is doing his thing for the Braves. And the bullpen held today. Hernandez got a hold today in 2/3 of an inning. Also, Dylan Lee got a hold. It's 12th of the year, 1 inning. Pierce Johnson came in, and Kenley came in, after that. So, you know, the Braves got these runs today. Been struggling to get runs. Like I said, they got the 4 runs in the 7th inning there. So, see a 3-run homer for Ozuna. Harris with a home run. So, Ozuna's hitting the ball better for the Braves there. So, got that going. Harris has been hitting the ball well since St. Louis series before the All-Star break. So, Ozuna's getting to play a little bit more. So, I'm thinking that we talked about the catcher DH thing between Baldwin and Murphy. I think it's going to be a platoon with catcher again with Baldwin and Murphy. But Ozuna getting most of the at-bats right now because the way he's swinging the bat right now. And Snit talked about how happy he is for Ozuna, kind of person he is. Talked about how he's enjoyed having him in the clubhouse. He's happy for a guy that's really been with him for a long time, doing good again. So fighting through it, getting his swing back on track again, getting his timing back down again. So Ozuna had 19 homers on the year now. Harris has 12 homers on the year. So Olsen getting his bat, started hit the ball again. So the Braves are 51-67 after 118 games here. So, and they get hit on the road here to New York, play the Mets. And so that's coming in and play the Guardians. So it's coming up and back for the White Sox at home on the 18th. So the Braves are 51-67. We'll see what they're doing. They're kind of playing out the string right now, kind of out of it, but they're still playing well. And it's something that Snit said today. They're expecting still to win, you know. Joey Wentz said it, rather. It's still to win despite the record. Just be professional and be about winning the game on that day and having a day-by-day mindset. And so there you go. That is your Braves recap, 7-1. So win the series, 4-1, Truist Park. We'll catch you next week when the White Sox are in town to play Atlanta Braves. Check out some clips. Today's post-game pressers.
Getting in routine, are you pleased with your overall performance?
Yeah, I thought today, I kind of felt like I battled myself a little bit, but the defense made quite a few really nice plays. Nacho, Mike really closed on a ball. Eli closed on a couple balls, Nick up the middle. So, yeah, it was a good day, and obviously bats kind of came alive today and kind of put better reach, which was nice.
Feel each and every start?
Yeah, I think I feel pretty good right now. I think I'm just trying to focus in on, you know, just trying to execute as much as I can. And, you know, when I've done that, I've had good results. And then, you know, when I've missed a little bit, that's kind of when things start to happen. So kind of trying to just keep my mindset, you know, on simple things and go from there.
You've been on some good and bad teams this time of the year. Are you, do you like what you've seen from a team that's out of it, but you're still, you just took 4 out of 5 from a team that was one of the hottest in the league before this?
Yeah, I think, you know, the thing about our team is pretty much every guy is battle tested in the playoffs, and obviously a lot of them have won World Series. So no matter what the record says, I think, you know, the sense that I've gotten and the feel that I've gotten is, you know, no matter who we play, you still expect to win the game every night. And certainly we have, you know, a lot of special players that can do a lot of things.
These opportunities.
Yeah, just what I said earlier, trying to keep it simple, not kind of make it bigger than what it is. Just try to, you know, throw the ball the best of my ability and go from there.
As you've gotten some consistent run in the starting role, have you noticed teams having different approaches? I mean, it seems like Miami's more aggressive than they've been the last couple of days.
Yeah, I think definitely noticed that today. Like after the first couple innings, I was like, I got to, you know, start kind of just laying things in there for strikes. They were hitting some balls hard, and fortunately for me, some of them were right to guys. Some guys made good plays, but I don't know. I just, you know, kind of try to throw my game, and I think as long as you're getting the baseball to where you want it to be, you know, good things can happen.
Was it a consistent strike zone today? Were you?
Yeah, I mean, I like. You know, congrats to Jen, obviously. But yeah, I thought it was, I try not to really focus on the zone, to be honest with you, like human beings all over the place. And yeah, I thought it was good though.
You mean, what does that entail?
Yeah, I think, you know, just within my mechanics, not pulling off the baseball. You know, I think when I'm going good, I can get the ball to the glove side pretty effectively, through the catcher, not yanking off and cutting balls in there and that sort of thing. And and in the secondary stuff and just simple things.
You said you want to not try to make it any bigger than it is. You mean not focusing on the big picture? You know, I got to kind of prove myself here with the Braves.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've just been like pretty like day to day, to be honest with you. Like, try to come in, be a positive, you know, person. Try to do my work, be healthy, be on the field, and then when I am on the field, try to throw the ball good.
That all for Joe.
Right. Thank you.
Pretty refreshing for you guys.
Yeah, this team been playing really good when they came in here too. So it looked like a lot like the team that just left before them. So they're kind of worrisome when they come in. But you know what? We start swinging the bats.
Michael keeps doing what he's been doing. Is it nice to see that it wasn't just a fluky thing? That he's looks consistent now every
yeah.
game.
Marcel too.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, what have you seen from
Marcel lately? He's getting his swing off. You know, I looked and he hit a, smoked that 97 mile an hour fastball last night. And he'd been having trouble getting his swing off, and it is. And you know, maybe just getting timed up good.
Does Marcel against the Marlins kind of remind you of Chipper against the Mets?
Well, it reminds me of Marcel against the Marlins a few years ago when he kind of got himself going again.
He mentioned last night that he just feels under control when facing them. What do you see from him?
I don't know. He likes facing them. I know that. It's a good former team card.
Really weren't sure what to expect from him. What have you got from him since?
It's been way more than probably we could ever imagine. You know, it didn't because he obviously got to the major leagues. I don't think he got to the major leagues less. But, you know, it's been really good, just the strike throwing and the pitch mix. And I know our guys, they said when he was with Minnesota, he'd do so great. So, but they kind of recognized some stuff in his pitch mix and things like that and had some recommendations for him. And, you know, he's been really solid for us.
That team had won 10 out of 14, like you said, and was getting really good pitching. You guys got some big hits in this series.
Big hits, you know, just to see, you know, the add-on runs late, which we hadn't been seeing, and just some big innings, which we had a hard time with for, you know, a long time. So that's it's really good to see because, you know, it's still got, you know, a bunch of baseball to play. We're, you know, hopefully we can get on our run. So we haven't done that yet, so hopefully we can do that.
When important is it for a ball player to have that mindset, especially over a long season?
No, I think it's good to do that. I don't think you can look too far ahead or you drive yourself nuts here. You look at that schedule and early in the year and you look at all those games, you just got to take a handle today is what you have to do. And I think that's how they have to approach it. And just keep an even keel type thing you know, he's been around a little bit now, so I love the fact that he's taken advantage of a really nice opportunity that he's gotten.
Profar had 10 walks this whole standing, is crossing home a bunch, and he obviously had the unbelievable catch yesterday. How are you feeling about him and the way he's
good? You know, he's been swinging the bat really well. Like I say, the good thing about him is he'll take a walk, which is really, really good. And I see a lot of him. You know, it's just kind of been more normal than what we'd seen for a long time. So, you know, you just keep waiting for it to happen, hoping it does. And hopefully this is the start of, you know, guys getting their timing and things and going good.
Is there such thing as...
I don't know. Well, I, yeah. I guess. You know, those guys are like any other player. You know, when they get guys out, they get confidence. And when they get multiple guys out and have consecutive scoreless inning appearances, they feel good about themselves too, just like a hitter does. So, yeah, I think it absolutely can.
Brian, this morning we saw Ronald Acuna running around. He looks really good. What do you expect from him the next few days?
No, I mean, he's just going to – they're going to continue, you know, working him out and doing all their things and treatments. And you know, he's, I noticed today he's out there and he had his spikes on and doing all the drills and everything. So, you know what, when they tell me he's ready to go, I'll put him back in there.
Do you anticipate maybe a couple of –
I don't anticipate anything. It's just day to day. Like I said, whenever they tell me, I'll put him in.
Will he go with you to New York to work out with the trainers or stay here?
I don't even know. I didn't ask.
You've talked about sticking with Marcel. What's it like as a manager when you see your belief in guys pay?
No, it's great, especially because, you know, Marcel's such a great person, great teammate, good human. You know, there's just, he's got a great attitude about things. It's a team first attitude. I love it when he does well because he's such a pleasure to be around. He's such a great teammate, person, the whole thing. I mean, I got a lot of respect and admiration for him after being with him as long as I have.
Chris Sale will be making a rehab start on Tuesday. Yeah. Do you have kind of like an inning count for him, or what do you mean to see from him?
You know what? I didn't ask George. I mean, he went 2-30, and he'll build on that, which is probably 3-45 or 50. I don't know what it is. And you know what? A guy like that, he's going out. He's been through this before. He'll know what's right. You know, when he's there and he experiences the inning, we don't have to have a hard count or innings or anything with him. I mean, we I unbelievable trust in that man and what he's been through, and he, you know, he wants to get back. He understands we got to do things right, and he'll do the right thing.
Anything else?
Okay, thanks.
That was your Braves recap. Hope you enjoy. See you guys down the road. Remember, always catch recaps, Boss Man Show, BS3TVLive.com, BS3 Network, and the Believe Network. See you.